Yeah, they had their special places for their snuff box.
Okay. How about what would you use to start a fire with? What kind of wood?
Lighter splinter.
Okay.
We call it lighter.
Yeah. All right. What kind of furniture did you have in the front room?
We had a bench and a homemade day bed, we called it. We called it a day bed.
Uh-huh.
But our chairs was, back when I was a boy, was homemade. We sat on a bench, had a big old table in the kitchen. A big long table, called it 12 head of us children. And Pa had a bench on each side. Then he had a little stool made that he sat on.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade. All that was homemade, he made it.
Mm. What was the day bed like?
Well, it was made too out of two by four posts, and then the little slats on it nailed on it.
Uh-huh.
I believe I could make one, but it was that served as a couch, and then if Pa got tired, he'd lay there and take him a nap.
Did it have a cushion on it?
Yeah, Mama made a cushion, old shuck cushion. And eventually she made a cotton. First it was shucks.
Okay.
Then she would save the chicken feathers. She had some feather mattresses, and then we got well enough that we could buy them store-bought ones when they got room. But our first mattresses was shucks. Mama stripped up shucks and made them.
Mm-hmm.
And her scrub was a soul shuck thing that Pa made, board holes in it. She knew how to put the shucks in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he made her homemade washboard. And she boiled her clothes in an old big old pot.
Mm-hmm.
She had two of them, one for the white clothes. Most times she could wash the white clothes.
Uh-huh.
Then we would use the same water for the dirty clothes because we had an old hand pump and a lot of hard work pumping that.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah.
And we would pump three tubs full of water, and she'd rinse them out by hand and wring them.
Mm-hmm.
They called in the good old days, but I'm glad they're gone.
And what'd you have on top of the mattress? What kind of covers?
She had sheets and homemade quilts.
Right.
She made her own quilts.
Were they?
They're making quilts out here.
I saw them making one.
They make some pretty ones.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They made me one I wouldn't take $500 for. College person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Mama made it. They'd have quilting parties, and they'd quilt in the winter time when it was cold at Cutting Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Get more to Cutting Farm while they spend their time quilting.
Mm-hmm. How about over the top of the bed for decoration?
They would use the prettiest quilt to have. We didn't have spreader, and sometimes Mama would, if she could get hold of thread, would crochet spreads and that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our stuff was homemade.
Okay.
And she'd pick out the best quilt to put on top.
Mm-hmm.
One that wasn't ragged and tore up.
Mm-hmm. And what if you took some quilts and blankets and made a bed on the floor, like?
That was a pallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I slept on a pallet about much as I did in the bed.
That many children, I guess. There wasn't much room in the bed, was there?
Well, a lot of times the neighbors' young would come over and be six or eight of them, too.
Yeah. And how about what kind of furniture did you have to keep your clothes in?
We hung them in the corner. They didn't have clothes closets. And
mm-hmm.
old homemade trunks and chests and homemade chest of drawers, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that they could fold up, they hung in the... they put in the little chest drawers, we call it, in trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And once we did, I remember in my room, we had a rod nailed up with a pole.